History of rock and roll.
McCartney.
Well, you know, you obviously dream about that sort of thing, but you never think it'll really happen to you.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you.
Richard had some words about the Beatles for the history of rock and roll.
Paul and John is one of the great, they're writing. Ooh, it's fantastic. It makes sense. They're a hell of a writers. It's just beyond, man. It's great.
Yeah.
And I take my hat off to them, not only for writing, but the melodies of the songs are beautiful.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday.
Just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
Help.
When I was young,
when
so
I
much
was
younger
young
than today.
I never
needed anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone,
days
I'm not
gone.
So self-assured.
Now I find
a change of mind. I've opened up a door.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Some thoughts for the rockumentary, Bobby Darin.
Period from 58, let's say, through, 63, I guess it would be, provided a kind of a almost dull, monotonous repetition of what occurred in the early 50s, which was the embryonic stage, or the original stage of what we now call rock and roll. Doesn't matter what you call it, but I think, okay. Now came along, a period where I guess the newer generation, the people who were then just, I would imagine, 16, 15, 17, in 1963, were just a little tired of it. They had heard it as young people. They heard their older brothers playing and sisters playing and dancing to these records, and the repeat kind of probably bothered them. In any event, the younger creative people were also tired of hearing the same things said over and over again in different ways, but basically the same message, which was no message at all. And some attempts were made at renovating and at revealing for themselves a way they felt that they didn't know whether anyone else felt in a similar manner. By that I mean a young writer such as a John Lennon or a Paul McCartney or a Bobby Dylan had something to say and still do, but they were not afraid to say it.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just the girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. La-da-da-da-da. Falling, yes, I am falling, and she's calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone, and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this.
Just whatever goes on in my head,
but it
comes out in the songs. Some of what goes on in my head,
right? But it's profound going on.
Yeah, but it's difficult to get everything you think in your head. It'd be nice to be able to lay that on them, but it's more difficult. I do like songs that have no meaning and that aren't social comments. At the same time, I like songs that do have a meaning.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
One for you, 19 for you. 'cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm the tax.
The history of rock and roll.
Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care?
With the Beatles, rock became socially acceptable. Paul Anka, who watched the change, analyzed it for the history of rock and roll.
Well, it's, when I began it, I guess you could say it was in its first stages. It really was very new, and people were not accustomed to the performers or the, that type of music. The young adult artist wasn't really accepted. I mean, today it's a complete, new young generation, an accepted generation, and a catered to generation. The change really came with Presley and the Beatles, and to where the adults accepted this music. In my day, we were pioneers experimenting and doing a simple kind of teenage songs, whereas today we're really spokesmen of the times. So consequently, the big change in pop music has been that we are a major force speaking for the younger generation.
When I get older, losing my head, may from now? Will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd be out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
McCartney has the next word on the Rockumentary.
You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
history of rock and roll.
Have you seen the little biggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little biggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shirts? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play.
History of Rock and Roll has more Beatles sounds to come after a session with the Rolling Stones.